While your mom, friends, and stylist are well-meaning when they give you advice about hair products, they may not be giving you accurate, science-based information. We do that here as we explore some common myths about hair products and let you know whether they are true or not. Should you really avoid silicone? Do certain products leave plastic on your hair? Read on to find out. Are you spending too much on conditioner? Christine queries, will a more expensive conditioner make my hair stronger? I'm a science teacher, so don't spare me the technical details. Expensive does not always mean better when it comes to hair and skincare products. But to explain further, we'll have to fill you in on how conditioners work. How do conditioners strengthen hair? The outer layer of the hair consists of overlapping scales called cuticles. These cuticles are like the shingles on the roof of your house. They protect what's beneath it. As your hair is damaged from washing and drying and combing and brushing and perming and coloring, the cuticle starts to wear away. When this happens, your hair is broken more easily. Conditioners strengthen hair in two ways. The most important thing they do is smooth the cuticle and help keep it in place. The strengthening effect can be shown by measuring combing force. The other effect is internal. Some ingredients, like panthenol, penetrate into the cortex, the middle part of the hair. By interacting with the proteins in the cortex, these conditioners can improve the tensile strength of hair. This type of strength is measured with an instrument that pulls on individual hair fibers, after they've been removed from your head, of course, and measures how much force it takes for the hair to break. Are expensive conditioners better? So do expensive conditioners strengthen hair better than cheap ones? Not necessarily. The very, very cheap conditioners typically rely on one or two conditioning agents to do the job. And they usually can't afford to use silicones, which are among the most effective smoothing agents. So chances are, if you're only spending a buck or two on your conditioner, you're not getting the best product. But once you get up in price to the $4 or $5 conditioners, the differences in strengthening are less significant. For example, Pantene and Tresemme are among the best conditioners we've ever tested, and they're certainly not that expensive. Most mid- or high-priced conditioners will do a pretty good job of lubricating your hair to prevent breakage. Can a conditioner be too expensive? What about the conditioners that are $30 per bottle? They use the same basic types of ingredients as products that cost $10 or less. They may cost three times more, but they certainly don't strengthen your hair three times more. But, as we always say, you should buy what you like and what you can afford. If you really like the way Frédéric Fekkai's overnight hair repair makes your hair feel, and you can afford the $195 per bottle, then go for it. Yes, that's right, it's nearly $200. But don't buy it just because you think that it will make your hair stronger than a less expensive brand. It won't. The bottom line. Picking the right conditioner is a personal thing. There are literally thousands of combinations of ingredients out there, and it's tough to know which one is best for you. So talk to your friends who have similar hair types, or just experiment until you find something that feels good. But don't be tricked into spending more money than you want to.